The Prague City Assembly has approved the project to build a 4-kilometre cycling path in the former industrial district of Vysočany. The overall cost is estimated at 86 million crowns, or around $4 million. Opposition at the City Hall argues that the cost per kilometre is about 4 times higher than usual. Pavla Horáková spoke to City Councillor Petr Štěpánek of the Green Party, himself an active cyclist, who argues that the project is more than just a stretch of tarmac.
The opposition is indeed right that it's too much for a bike path, but the project is not a bike path construction as such, but it's a renewal project in a brownfields area where for over 100 years Prague had its industrial core, and we were lucky to be able to exchange property and acquire a formal railroad bed in this industrial area and surrounding land, and now we are revitalizing it into a park that has a bike path through it. So the bike path costs what other bike paths cost everywhere, but the entire revitalization project is much more expensive. And the second matter that is important to the future users is that we have all 8 crossings above existing roads, and therefore the cyclist will never meet a car on this 4-kilometer stretch.
Exactly 5 years ago, we spoke at the opening of a cycling path in the Vyšehrad district in Prague. At that time, you complained about a lack of bike paths in the capital. Has the situation changed since significantly?
I complained about the lack of bike paths and about the lack of funding for bike paths. So this year, if we count together what we have for general projects, it's 39 million crowns. If we count maintenance money, that's another 7 million. Then it's about 10 million in subsidies to boroughs. And then the project that we just spoke about at a cost of around 80 million crowns. So the funding for bike path went significantly up, and stretches are under construction, and the situation is improving rapidly.
And how about the center of Prague? It still seems to me that there are quite a lot of pedestrianized streets in the center, but not enough cycling paths.
We are... We try to open up pedestrian zones in the center of Prague, in Prague 1, to cyclists, and it works really well. There are no conflicts, and now we'll be working with Prague 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 7 to do the same in those municipalities and allow pedestrians and cyclists through the narrow streets of older parts of town, opening it to non-motorized traffic.
Green Party Councillor Petr Štěpánek ending that report by Pavla Horáková. Pavla now joins me for this week's business news.